Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2376, Lies We Tell Ourselves to Be Liked, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. So with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Lies We Tell Ourselves to Be Liked, by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. It is not easy for me, to be honest. I grew up thinking I had to lie to people to get them to like me. I needed to somehow be someone I wasn't in order to burn away invisible scars that I'm sure everyone could see. I thought I had to, for instance, get into a good college for people to like me, or be a chess master, or even have straight hair, or get rid of my glasses, or acne, or have a lot of money. These were all lies I told myself because I didn't think I could be liked without these medals shining bright off my shirt. Then there were lies I told others. I told the first girl I ever went out with that I once stole a lot of money from my parents and lost it gambling on horses. Then her dad came to visit and he heard all about my racetrack adventures, so he said, "Let's all go to the horse track." I'd never been to the racetrack before. So we went, and I had no idea what I was doing, and it was pretty clear that I had lied to her, like I did on many occasions before that, and even after that, until there was nothing left of us. The truth is, I did steal money from my parents, but I spent it all on going to movies and buying comic books and books about chess. And I would use the money to skip school and go into New York and hang out in Washington Square Park playing chess with everyone there. Not an exciting enough story, though, to tell a girl who wanted me to confess all sorts of things to show her what an outlaw I was instead of a Jewish suburban middle-class kid. Then there's the lies I told as I went from job to job. Skills maybe I had 10% of, but I claimed 100% of. A salary that I would enhance by a few thousand, so when I got an offer, I'd make a few thousand more. Titles I had at old jobs that never even existed. Then later I wouldn't tell people I was getting a divorce or losing a home or losing hope. Why did I tell the lies to others? I never thought I was good enough for anything, and I always wanted more of it. If I could just get to the fourth rung on the ladder, I was sure the fifth rung had my name on it. And even though I was sweating, hungry, unhappy, scared, I knew if I just reached the fifth rung, I'd be happy, that the prize was waiting for me there. So I'd lie to get it. Everyone would forgive me then. Everyone would pat me on the back and have a big meeting and all say, "We knew you could do it." Girls who had broken up with me would claim they were only testing me, that they were also waiting for this moment. They would be side by side with the bosses that fired me, the people who had ignored me, all of them together in a big party to celebrate me. They would all be happy, laughing, and slapping me on the back. Well, I wouldn't believe it. How did they all know each other? Here they all were, loving me because now I'd finally gotten to the point where I didn't have to lie to them anymore. But I never reached that rung on the ladder, and I never will. I fell off the ladder. A few months ago, I had breakfast with the CEO of a company I once worked for. They had fired me and then withheld a bonus payment I had desperately needed. But they had since changed CEOs several times and now I was meeting their latest CEO who had reached out to me. It was around the time they withheld that payment that I realized nobody out there at all was going to help me. Nobody would be fair. This wasn't a blame thing, nor was it pessimism. I just needed to pick myself up, and it's my own fault for not dealing with good people, for not constantly being creative, for not feeling grateful. But in order to be around good people, I also had to be a good person, not an imaginary one. I had to feel abundant without lying about it in order to feel abundance hit me. Not in a law of attraction way, but just so I could sleep at night. It was that simple. I had to stop using all the energy in my brain coming up with imaginary futures. The brain is too powerful and needs a lot of fuel to keep the lies going. Better to use that fuel for being happy and good now than to make up futures and anxieties and regrets. The CEO told me, "I heard you had a heart attack or a nervous breakdown a few years ago. That's what everyone told me." I couldn't believe what she said. To me, I had just had the most fulfilling and successful few years of my life. But to the people who knew me, to people looking in from the outside, it appeared to be a nervous breakdown as every facade fell away. I had been buried in my lies, and now I no longer was. "No," I told her, "I've been healthier than I've ever been." She repeated it. "Everyone insists you had at least a nervous breakdown." And maybe I did, but I wasn't nervous, I wasn't broke, and I wasn't down anymore. You just listened to the post titled "Lies We Tell Ourselves to Be Liked" by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to James. I thought there was a really great quote in there. He said, "In order to be around good people, I also had to be a good person, not an imaginary one." As we get older and we become more picky about who we surround ourselves with, I think it becomes more obvious to us who is not a good person or is faking being a good person. And those are the people that we end up avoiding or spending less time with. I think it's easier to read people as we get older. Whereas when we're younger, it's common to end up being friends with whoever is in the same class as us or lives on the same street. But again, as we get older, we have more choices about who we truly want in our circle. And the only way to be friends with truly good people is to be the best we can be as well, so that both parties benefit from the relationship. No one's perfect, but that's why we're here, hopefully, to work on ourselves and become better people one day at a time. So thank you for being here and working on that with me. Thank yourself for being here as well. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.